92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. And it is Thanksgiving Eve. Can you believe that? I can't, but I know you're either in the kitchen cooking, or your wife has sent you out to get that last-minute item from the store, or you're picking up the relatives from the airport. But the good news is you're listening to News Radio 92.3 because we are informative, local, and dependable. And we're going to have a little fun today as we get ready for the holiday. And I'm very pleased to have in the studio from our friends at Santa Rosa County. We do a Santa Rosa County update on this show on a regular basis. So today we have Rebecca Bass here. She is the Special Services Coordinator for the Santa Rosa County Library System. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm so glad that you're here. And this is her first time on the radio. And so I was telling her, don't worry. We've got the best listeners in the world. They're going to love you. And, you know, but librarians are kind of quiet, right? Isn't that the reputation or the misunderstanding?
Yes, it's a misunderstanding.
Correct, because I know librarians, and I have a friend that was a librarian, and the minute she was out of the library, look out, because she had all that pent-up energy from a whole day of being quiet.
So, yes, yes.
See, look, I'm getting the smile of recognition already. So I know that you do so much, but first of all, talk a bit about when we think of the county and the county's role and government's role. Tell us a little bit about the library itself, the library system in Santa Rosa County.
Well, we have six libraries. We have one in Navarre, one in Gulf Breeze, one in Milton, one in Jay, one in Pace, and we also have the Family History and Research Center off of Dogwood.
I didn't realize you had that many locations.
Yes, we're pretty big.
Wow, big system. So what is the research center? That's interesting.
Well, it specializes in genealogy.
Interesting. And that's been such a popular thing lately. Everybody's looking up their history and their background. That's fascinating. Okay. Is that an open to the public place?
It is open to the public, yes.
Okay, very good. So tell me a little bit about what's going on right now with the libraries and what you do with your role as the service coordinator.
Well, first of all, I'm thrilled to be here today and even more excited to share what's coming up at the Santa Rosa County Libraries. That's what I do.
I love it.
I share what comes
I'm
up.
Seeing the S word on here. Is he really coming to the library?
Oh.
Mr. You-Know-Who?
Mr. You-Know-Who, yes. Yes, yes. Santa will be taking
Santa!
A break.
He's finally going to be here.
Yes. He's going to take his break from the preparations at the North Pole to visit the Santa Rosa County Libraries.
Yay! Okay, when is he coming?
Well, he will be here on Saturdays. We have a program called Saturday with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be here on Saturdays from 10 to 11:30 a.m., December 6th at the Navarre and Pace Libraries, December 13th at the Gulf Breeze and Jay Libraries, and December 20th at the Milton Library.
Oh, how fun. Okay, so is he going to be there? Will kids be able to talk to him and everything?
Yes, children of all ages are welcome.
So that means me?
Yes, of course, of course.
Because I'm still a child. I might have a little older age, but I love Santa Claus.
Yes, yes.
And it always puts you in the spirit when you get to actually meet him.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun for the kids and
yes,
a safe place. Because sometimes when you get to the, when they're little and you go to the mall and stuff, it's a little overwhelming. So I would imagine meeting him at the library would be kind of nice if it's their first time.
Yes.
That's a really good idea.
Yes, he shares a story. He reads a Christmas story.
Mm-hmm.
And then also children get to visit and give them his Christmas list.
Oh.
Or their Christmas list. And they get to receive a gift from Santa.
Fantastic. Okay, and those dates again?
December 6th, Navarre and Pace Libraries.
Uh-huh.
December 13th, Gulf Breeze and Jay Libraries. And December 20th, the Milton Library.
That's fantastic. And who puts this together?
Well, the libraries put them together,
mm-hmm,
but we also get some help, and a special thanks to our friends of the library groups for sponsoring this magical visit.
Very cool. So if you're sitting in your car or you're moving around and cooking and you don't have time to write down these dates, you can always find the information on their website. It's www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries. So you always are doing, I know having had you on before, that you always are doing things around the holidays and the summertime, but you have ongoing programs year-round that people can take advantage of. Talk a little bit about that, too.
Yes, we have story time for preschool-age children and toddler times.
Aww.
Yes, it's really fun to gather them.
Do they get to read? Really, they get to read a story? Is that the concept behind it?
Well, we have someone read a story to them, and they do little dances, and they. It's really sweet.
You have to say though. See, this is the bad part about radio. When Rebecca said dances, she did a little dance move. So you don't get to see that, but it was a cute little dance move.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
So you have that, and that's on story time. So you can find that on the website, of course, that when those are held. And where?
Yes.
Okay. What else have you got going on?
Well, we all have game days. We have STEAM events. We have book clubs. We have movie times and so much more.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I could go to any one of the above, especially the book club. That must be fun.
Yes. Yes.
What, do they pick a book and then read it together, or do they read it and then come in and talk about it?
They read it and come in and talk about it.
Very nice. I love that. Because sometimes when you do a book club, you'll read something you might not have ordinarily picked up off the shelf yourself.
Yes.
So you get exposed to something new and different, which is fun. And also hearing other people's take, I'll think, oh, well, that's what they meant. And the person goes, that's not what they meant at all. And then I get edumacated.
Yes, yes.
Okay, what else have you got where people can get involved with the library?
Yes, we have volunteer opportunities, and that is great for giving back to our community, of course.
And anybody could volunteer. Is that at the library itself? At the different library locations?
Yes, if you go to the library and explain that you are interested in volunteering, they'll guide you and give you direction on how to do that.
Excellent, because that's a good thing to do in your spare time as well.
Yes.
Okay, we are talking with Rebecca Bash. She is the Special Services Coordinator for Santa Rosa County Library System. This is a part of our Santa Rosa County update. So if you have a question about the libraries or how you can get involved, just text it in at 850-437-1620. We will be back with Pep Talk and our friends from Santa Rosa County Library System in just a couple minutes after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're talking with our friends from Santa Rosa County, and today Rebecca Bass is here. She's the Special Service Coordinator for the Santa Rosa County Library System. So speaking of the libraries, we do have a holiday season coming up. Can you give me sort of an overview, Rebecca, of the closures? Will you be open tomorrow? It's Thanksgiving, and just kind of what the hours are coming up.
Okay, so we will be closed tomorrow.
Okay.
Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
So November 27th through the 29th will be closed for the Thanksgiving holidays.
Okay, good to know.
On Friday, December 12th, we will close all the libraries at 1 p.m. for staff development and training.
Okay.
On December 24th and 25th.
I know what those days are.
I know.
Christmas,
we'll all be preparing
Christmas.
For a special arrival.
And Santa's not going to be there because he's going to be out and about on those 2 days, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So that's a Wednesday and a Thursday. Mm-hmm. We'll be closed for Christmas.
Okay.
And then the following week, December 31st and January 1, we'll be closed for the New Year's holiday.
Okay. Those all make a lot of sense.
Yes.
So but if you're at home getting ready and putting presents under the tree, the library's probably closed. So you don't have to worry about that. You had mentioned earlier, Rebecca, about the Friends of the Library. Tell us a little bit more about that and how, if I'm a person is listening this morning and they're thinking, oh, that might be a fun thing to do in 2026. What is it and how could a person get involved with it?
Well, the Friends of the Library are a volunteer nonprofit organization that support the local Santa Rosa County libraries through fundraising, advocacy, and community engagement. Their efforts help provide programs like the Saturday with Santa, special events, and resources that enhance the library services for patrons of all ages.
That sounds like it could be a lot of fun, actually, meeting other like-minded people who actually like to read.
Yes.
Which is, I don't know if that's generational or not, but I know that a lot of our kids' programs now, we have a lot of preschool programs in the area. I know that Studer Community Institute has done such a great job with early childhood brain development and learning. And so it's not going away. Being able to read and being able to enjoy good books and having other libraries available, that's going to be around forever, I think. Don't you?
I do believe so, yes.
Yeah, so the Friends of the Library can help to do that by helping with funding and being available for these programs. Because I wouldn't mind being a volunteer when Santa comes around. I mean, there are some benefits and perks.
Yes, definitely, definitely. be right there beside him.
Absolutely, absolutely. So they do help, and do they get together on a regular basis? Do they have meetings or anything like that, or is it just something that you're part of the group? Or,
well, they do have meetings, and check our calendar, and you can see which friends group is meeting where.
Okay.
You can also go to the libraries themselves and talk to one of the staff members, and they'll give you more information about the Friends of the Library.
Good. Okay, good. So you just can go in and ask about it and sign up if you like. Now, you also have some, speaking of 2026, it looks like we have some new resources coming to the libraries. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, excuse me. We received Wonder Books. These special books come with a built-in audio book.
Really?
They get to read along and listen as they explore their favorite stories in a whole new way.
So you actually get the book that you can hold in your hand and listen to it?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
I really love that. That's great. I've never heard of that before.
Well, now you
have. This is great. And so how would I get a hold of one of those or take advantage of this new program?
Well, you can stop by your library, the Santa Rosa County Library, and check out our brand new Wonder Books collection. They have been incredibly popular since we put them out. So you can also check our catalog and you can ask somebody at the library.
That sounds amazing. I'm definitely going to check that out. And then you also have some library news for us.
Yes. I wanted to remind everybody that the Gulf Breeze Library is open. During the fall, we closed them for a minute.
I remember.
Yes, and they got a refresh. They got updates. So they have fresh paint, new carpet, and an improved layout.
Nice. That's great.
Yes. We also have a library system, or our library system is also doing a survey, and it's going to be open until December 20th. This is the community's chance to tell us what services matter most and what they'd like to see in the future. The survey is available to complete online, or you can go into any of our library locations and find a paper copy and submit it that way.
Well, I think it's great that they're doing that because things have changed and there's so much technology and there's computers and everybody's reading books in their phone or like audio books, that kind of thing. So it's great that you're taking the time to find out what purpose and services can the library provide to today's reader.
Yes.
And today's audience. So that's very smart. So we have until December 20th to actually fill out the survey. Is it long?
It's not long.
Not bad? Okay. Okay, so we're talking with Rebecca, who is with us, is the Special Services Coordinator for Santa Rosa County Library System. If you've got a question for Rebecca, there's still time to send in a text at 850-437-1620, talking about the library services. If you're interested in the Saturdays with Santa coming up, you can find out that schedule, and you can find out how to join the Friends of the Library and all the other things we've been talking about this morning at Santa Rosa, at their website, santarosa.fl.gov/libraries. So, Rebecca, what is your favorite thing about the library? Did this start when you were young? Because I was introduced to the library when I was very little, so I still have a soft spot in my heart to go to the library and just quietly read a book.
I like the books, but I also like the information. I'm not nosy. I just like to know things.
Ah, okay. She qualified that, but that could be one and the same.
Yeah, maybe.
Sometimes maybe. Nosy. We could just call it curiosity. Let's change nosy for you're curious.
Yes, there's always better words.
There's better, curiosity about things.
Yes.
I like that, though. That's what libraries are for. You can have the research. You can go. What happens to me is I go down the rabbit hole.
I will, too.
You know, I'll find one topic, and I'll go, that's interesting, and I look into that, and then that leads me into the other topic. And then I'm into the next, and that happens.
You could be there for days.
Correct. That's absolutely right. But I would imagine being a librarian. Is there any things about librarians that aren't true?
Well, some of us are not super quiet.
Oh, as she puts her hand on her hip.
Some of us enjoy an engaging conversation and love to see children
running around,
collaborating and enjoying themselves in the library.
No.
That's almost blasphemy, isn't it?
Yes.
So, are you telling me libraries are a little looser than they used to be?
Well, I wouldn't go all loosey-goosey, but I will say we allow talking.
Oh my gosh, that's revolutionary. I love it though. The libraries aren't what they used to be, but they sure have wonderful accessibility. They have so many useful research tools and fun tools and fun books to read. And I mean, there's just something for everybody.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Thanksgiving Eve. We have Rebecca Bass here with us. She's the Special Services Coordinator with Santa Rosa County Library System for our actual Santa Rosa County update. And also in the house, I'm not going to let her get away without saying anything. In the house, we have Sarah Fayer. She is also with the Library System. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
She's here for moral support and to just cheer on Rebecca, which is so sweet. So I just wanted to say good for you.
Thanks.
That's a real friend. Okay, so a couple of tips that you said you had, Rebecca, for folks for December visits, because things are a little different this time of year.
Yes. First of all, good reminder is to arrive early. Some of the holiday events, like the Saturday with Santa, draw a big crowd. I have witnessed it myself firsthand. The line begins at Santa and goes all the way to the door.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm
okay.
Like, oh.
Yes. So get there early.
Also, remember to bring your camera. Or your phone, whichever works. Because photos with Santa are definitely encouraged.
But you don't have a professional photographer.
Yeah,
there,
we do not have.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yes. Make sure to check the library system's calendar because each library has specific dates and times.
Okay.
And then also, if you want to stay connected, you can subscribe to the library events calendar on the Santa Rosa County Library website so you don't miss any additions, any changes, you know, because things
smart.
Sometimes...
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know,
well, we talked
check.
A little bit about the changes in dates and stuff with the closing. So you are going to be closed tomorrow through Saturday. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So that's for Thanksgiving. And then tell us again the dates for the Santa visit.
Santa.
That's I'm thinking that's going to be a lot of fun.
So they're all on Saturdays because Saturday was Santa from 10 to 11:30 a.m. December 6th, we'll have Navarre and Pace libraries. December 13th, Santa will be at Gulf Breeze and J Libraries, and December 20th, we will have Santa at Milton Library.
Very fun. I'm going to put it on my calendar.
Definitely.
So, have you been a good girl?
I'd like to think so, yes.
Okay.
Yes?
Well, now is the time to put together your list for Santa, because Thanksgiving is tomorrow, so we kind of have a little grace right now. But you can start. Most kids suddenly are aware that it's time for good behavior. It never fails when the kids help with doing the dishes at Thanksgiving dinner. Kids, help with the dishes from Thanksgiving dinner, because those count with Santa. Those are extra bonus points.
Yes, yes they are.
Okay, thank you so much to both of you for coming in today. Our friends from the Santa Rosa County Library System for the Santa Rosa County Update. Again, that website, www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries. Thank you both. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
All
Happy
right.
Thanksgiving.